All rights reserved, Steve Coleman in the Origami Vancast. I also want to take just a second to give a shout out to all my listeners in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for tuning in. I look forward to learning more about your interests and hopefully sharing more focused information with you. So thank you for listening.
Hello, chronic pain patients of the world. This is the Origami Vancast. I'm your host, Steve Coleman. This is going to be like a prequel to Episode 8. I put together about 2 hours of raw material, and I'm not quite happy with it yet, and I don't really want to put it out in the new format yet. It's not the quality that I'm hoping to give you for information. So, this episode is going to be super short. And I guess we'll just call it the Episode 8 prequel. In it, I'd like to give you an assignment to do 3 things. So I am speaking to the chronic pain patients here, or if your condition involves chronic pain. If you have a chronic condition such as fibromyalgia, IBS, MS, or some of these autoimmune disorders, I think, you know, my podcast is for you, at least, you know, as a piece of knowledge for you and to give you strength as you carry on in your struggle. But these 3 things, I think can pretty much help anyone with a chronic condition. So, first and foremost, if you're going to go see your doctor, anytime soon, and in fact, all of your doctors, the next time you see them, I think it's time that we start holding our doctors accountable for what they know. We shouldn't know more than they do about the endocannabinoid system, and I think you should ask your doctor at every juncture what they can tell you about the endocannabinoid system or how the endocannabinoid system might apply to your condition. So I do think it's time to hold our doctors accountable for this. It's just unacceptable that it's not being taught. And we're paying extremely good money for very little time with people who don't have the knowledge. So I'm kind of done with that. Okay. Second thing, same question. When you see your doctor, I would say, you know, how do you think, new discoveries in the fields of fascia might apply to my situation? And, you know, I think it would help if you, inform yourself. With hopefully my podcast can get you started in that direction, but you know I'm no medical doctor. We'll see how well I can relate what I know, but I can give you my impressions, my literal visceral impressions, as they say, from the viscera. In fact, that may even be what I call the chronic pain segment. And that kind of gets to, I'm kind of doing the show a little bit in reverse in very short order, but that kind of gets to the third question. And the third thing, I've already tracked a big long spiel about this, but I want to condense it down into something much shorter. I didn't have a vision of what better would be like for me. I mean, I had these dreams of what I'd be able to do, but I really had no, like, really good representation of it. And I eventually, with the help of some prodding from my friend Bernadette, really defined in my mind a vision of what I, you know, the sorts of things I would be able to do if I did get better, and how glorious I would feel, and all of that. And so that vision in my mind, I actually ended up making it a reality. And so I built this van that I live in now, and took it to the Grand Canyon and camped there for a couple weeks, and you know, part of that on the rim, and you know, made waffles in one of the most beautiful spots in the world, and it was just an amazing experience. And you know, compared to where I had been, you know, sitting there fascia bound in horrific pain that fentanyl couldn't deal with, it didn't help, staring out a window watching the seasons change, just out of tears for 5 years as far as being able to even respond in any, you know, meaningful way to pain. So I had that image of the Grand Canyon. So I actually took that and I put it on Instagram. And I'm going to go get it and I'm going to update it into the origami. So go on Instagram, please, if you would. So first of all, with this image, I'd like for you to don't go start Googling for what you want and your image of what you want, what's going to be when you feel better. Please use the tissue between your ears to imagine in that same space the sort of life that you want to have in a great deal of detail, as much as you can go into. And if you're comfortable using marijuana, I think you it would be helpful to be a little bit altered, have a glass of wine, whatever, and just let your mind be free of inhibition. And if it works with your medication, for the love of God, if you're on fentanyl or something, maybe not. I mean, you know, it's just as good. Don't. Let your mind wander and really kind of come up with a mental picture of what better would look like to you. And then what I would like for you to do, please, is to go on my Instagram for this for origami.vancast. Look me up. There's not very many entries there. There'll be one, probably be the sixth. It's going to be the Grand Canyon with my deck opened up and the countertop folded out and a two-burner electric stove and my waffle iron sitting there about to make waffles in the morning on the Grand Canyon. Or make breakfast, actually. And that image, you know, was in my head. Now it's on Instagram, and I dig it. It's maybe it only matters to me, but, you know, it's been a good reason to be alive, and I really appreciate the opportunity. So what I'd like to do with you is we can do it either way. I don't know if you can post on Threads, but if you can, just please post your image right onto that thread. Let's see what your image would be, what better looks like to you. And it can be anything. It doesn't have to be some mountaintop experience, some extreme excursion, or, you know, free soloing El Cap or something like that. You know, my image was really like, I just would be happy to drive to these places and stay. I didn't really think I would be able to hike or, you know, ride bikes or whatever, which I don't anymore. I just hike, but, I love it. And I'm so blessed to be able to do it. And if I can imagine it and make it happen, damn, you know, why can't you? I was in bad shape. Let's do this, you know. I don't see any reason. I really don't. So, if you don't want to post your image on my thingy, like in the thread, or if that can't be done or whatever, why don't we use a hashtag? And, you know, this section on chronic pain, this in episode 8, is going to be called No One Cares. No one cares enough to cure you. They really can't, because whatever needs to happen, I guarantee you the start of it. I can guarantee you this, no matter how hopelessly damaged you think your spinal cord might be or whatever else, the change needs to happen in you first. So, it makes you responsible. So let's do this. Let's get a picture in your head about what's better. And then once you've got it all imagined and everything, then why don't you start Googling and find something that represents what you imagined. Don't let someone else define your imagination. Really make sure this comes from you. Take a couple weeks if you need to. It's going to be a little bit before I get this next episode out and get you something of that quality. I mean, you know, don't wait longer than a few weeks, but please get on my Instagram, origami.vancast. And, yeah, if you don't use my thread, then let's use the hashtag no one, O-N-E, cares, O-G-V-C, for Origami Vancast. So no one cares, O-G-V-C. If you go onto my thread, you know, you'll see a picture of the Grand Canyon with the burners there, and look at the hashtag there. I stopped recording a little bit too early. One of the things I wanted to get on here too is my leg today is really So I've switched to these California concentrates now. I've used up all the stuff that I got in Oklahoma, and they do have a different effect and dosage profiles and everything, and are generally, you know, pretty substantially less tolerable than Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma has been the cream of the crop in terms of very, very nice concentrates. But, you know, this stuff does work differently, and that's also good. But my right leg, this is the leg with the fracture and where the bones came out and everything, and I've told you about the divot before. But all of that tissue below the divot basically is beginning to become mobile. I think this would be the superficial fascia in this case, below the fracture site where the bones actually came out. I need to do some kind of show on my leg or something, because there's both bones had non-unions in them, and due to the nail being twisted. Or at least the bones being twisted about the nail when it was installed with the... so it has an intramedullary nail in there still to this day, but I've had the screws that fixed it removed. That tissue that is breaking up, it's pretty... It's old, old tissue, obviously. Hasn't moved in like 20 years, and it's pretty gross. It's a pretty... tough experience on my body. It's hard on my kidneys. It seems, you know, I certainly need to pee and drink more. The flavor's really gross. The sensation is not nice. But I just keep working through it. So I hope that my show will, you know, at least help give you some new insights. And thank you for listening. Thank you for, you know, considering my questions. Thank you for putting the pressure on your doctors and us collectively on the medical community to educate themselves on things that can really heal us. It's time that we all become a little more humble and accept that we don't know everything. And it's a little bit of a scary time. But I think it's a really transformative time for our species. And I look forward to it in a strange way. It's not going to be without its pain. But anyway, I think if we all love each other, we'll be just fine. And I think if we can reduce the average pain level that everyone's in, the average drug load and pill load that everyone takes, maybe society will be just a little bit better. So, I love you guys, and I hope to see you on the next episode.